And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Ain't got no cigarettes, all but 2 hours of pushing broom. Buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road.
Oh, yeah, we're on the road again. We thought we might be done for the summer, but...
We
decided it was supposed to rain today, and it was looking really bad when we just left my house, and now the skies are blue above us with just a smattering of little clouds.
Son of a bitch.
So, we just found a garage sale where I found a little pinched, skulled African carving, maybe? It looks more like a... half alien, half baby, with its head pinched in. Maybe they put the tongs on when they were pulling them out, you know? But
pinchy!
Poor pinchy. Yeah, we're giving it another go. And who knows, it might be a little mellow. We were planning on going to a flea market about an hour away
tomorrow,
but that's not happening this weekend. So, we're back to our original route, and we'll see how we do. Where is he?
I'm real curious about this next one. The 12-minute drive, what are you looking for?
Our guest.
Oh, he's up there, dude.
Oh. Yes, we actually have a guest this week, as promised. Introduce yourself.
Don't make me mad.
No, tell us who you are.
Get your jibber jabber.
No!
First name, Mr. Middle name, period. Last name, T.
That's right. We got Mr. T on the ride-along. Here to keep us in line.
Don't make me mad! Shut up, fool! Shut up, fool! Shut up, fool!
And, yeah, so get used to that. That's going to be our reality for a garage sale gloat today.
What is number 90 Huma?
I ain't getting in no plane! Oh, I even dressed warm because it was cold as hell, and now I'm starting to sweat already.
Oh, can you pull down the window then?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. All right.
So we need is like musk, like we're sitting at the light here.
Oh, come on, man. You guys... You don't understand.
I do understand.
It's good luck musk. It's lucky musk.
It's an ode to Grom.
That's right. I am making an atmosphere in which Grom can manifest and breathe. I have to make the air breathable for Grom, for he is not human.
Well, I know that.
Well.
And?
Then quit your jibber jabber. Stop resisting. Alright. We'll be back after we go to some of these.
Alright, here comes. Let's get the window down at the highway. What's this stream coming off the back of the car?
Alright, we'll be back.
Stink, right?
Stink stream. Oh boy, it's gonna be one of those go fuck yourself days. I just feel it. Well, we're in a neighborhood where there's a high... I'm telling you, wealthy people's garage sales, go fuck yourself. Everything in there was so expensive. I did buy a little $5 trailer that's like a dinky toy. It's missing its door, but those are collectible. I might be able to sell it, but if I can't, it's going to... I like it. It'll be a nice little display. But Jesus Christ, okay... So it's sort of threatening to rain, so everybody's having stuff inside their garage. These people are having a little social gathering in the middle of the garage sale with their dog, who's freaked out and yapping and barking.
Yeah, I was like,
and underfoot, and that, like, so we're trying to look at shit, and they're just standing around in the way of everything, like blah blah blah. My begonias are doing very. It's just like fucking.
Let's be honest here. This is a bunch of people that are insecure So when they actually have something that they can actually talk about that's actually bullshit, that's important to them. It's like, you know, it was just, I don't know where to start.
It was just a lack of any, like, you know, social, like paying attention to what's going on around you.
Yeah, it's like, dude, this isn't a bar on a Friday night where you can just stand there and ignore people. It's like, holy, it was just...
Yeah, it was in this little tiny garage, and they're literally just taking up the whole place. They could step out, they could stand under a tent outside where there's nothing for sale.
It's like, are you inconsiderate? And are you ignorant? Are you... Yes.
The answer is yes. The answer is all of the above. Just totally unaware and like... And then they would sort of grudgingly get out of your way when they saw that I was going to like look at something. But it was just like...
Like, oh... It was like, what are you groaning for?
Yes.
It's like, this isn't... Go to the freaking coffee shop around the corner with your freaking dog.
Yeah.
You know? Poor fucking dog.
Yeah, take the dog. Your foot bumped something, and the dog like started freaking out, and they're like, "Oh, noise!" And it's just like, "Yeah, you know, fucking, you're the ones doing this. You're the ones putting your dog in that position."
There was like room for like six people in the garage, and you didn't have
six
to be
people
there.
Nuts to butts.
Yeah,
but, like not really six people. Six people, if you had to have six people looking at stuff and moving along and stuff like that, that would work. But not four of the six people standing in a circle with a dog in the middle of it. Just
talking
like,
about bullshit.
Yeah, just bullshitting and hanging out in their nice clothes, being all like just...
Well, they don't want to get wet.
It's not raining. I don't know.
The dog doesn't like the rain.
I don't know if they can figure that out, but
well,
there's no rain, you know, so either way. But, yeah, I bought a little old 50s made in England dinky brand trailer and, like, another little alien face looking carving.
Oh.
For a dollar for that. I almost bought that pipe that they had in there in its little case. It was a little figural pipe, and it was $15. It was one of the things that they had that was, like, maybe priced right. But now that I, like, when he said, he's like, isn't that a neat little trailer? He's like, it'd be a lot more if it had the door on it. And it's just like, yeah, I'll bet it would. He had, those radios for, like, $50. Those were most of them were modern radios that were just had like plastic radios that had a retro look to them.
All you need to know about people like that is just look at the books they have they're selling.
Yeah, the boring ass books.
The Republican books.
I didn't even see that. Well, you know, I'm mixed on that because I'm always just glad when people are reading at least. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice to see people filling their minds with fiction.
Garbage.
I just said fiction.
Well, I didn't notice it. The books I noticed, they were all just, like, sort of celebrity biographies of, like... Like, there was a Julia Louise Dreyfus. It was just fluffy stuff. And a radio price guide. So obviously the guy's a radio collector, but I don't want to buy his $85 radio. I don't want to buy his eBay priced radios. Anyway.
On to the next frustration.
Don't make me mad. Quit your jibber jabber. Quit your jibber jabber.
Yes, Mr. T, I will. Jesus, I'm going to regret him coming along. No offense, Mr. T.
I pity the fool.
Yeah, I know. You're full of pity. All right, we just hit another estate sale in a Richie house. Did you see the kitchen in that place?
Minga.
Holy cow. Recessed everything. Yeah. But, like, nice stuff, half price, so that's good.
That helped.
Yeah, because their prices were kind of high.
Yeah.
I did an old switcheroo on Johnny where I saw a pile of dollar Archie comics, and in my head I go, oh, half price, they're 50 cents a piece. So I, okay, you listeners, you can judge this by yourself. So I went and said, Johnny, there's a pile of 50 cent Archies up there. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll look at them. But he's thinking, I didn't do the math in my head, so he was thinking they were a quarter a piece.
Right.
But they weren't. They were 50 cents a piece.
Yeah. So what was I doing? I was tearing through all of them because they were 80s Archies.
Right.
And the big thing about 80s Archies is cherry. Yeah, the third, the blonde, the redhead, not the blonde, the redhead.
Oh, there was actually someone named Cherry.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That wasn't that her name? I think it was. I'm like completely having a... Anyways, yeah, she was the third member of the Archie crew, and it's... But I didn't see any of her early appearances in there. They're worth like hundreds of dollars.
I'm not, really?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways... We did not end up getting those, but I did pick up, I don't know, over a dozen or so of ones that were probably in like fine shape or better. For all you listeners out there, people, sickos like the bikini covers. Go for the bikini covers,
yeah,
and the ones that are drawn by Dan DiCarlo. So if you find decent ones like that and you can get them for 50 cents a piece, you'll do okay.
Yeah. I got a statue of Caesar lording over some orgy, probably, to display in my house. I got a bag full of pins just because it had a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy Don't Panic pin in it.
Uh-oh.
Or it might actually be like Federal Express had a Don't Panic pin, but I don't care. I just like having a Don't Panic pin.
Okay.
I got the book Higgledy Piggledy Pop by Maurice Sendak, a nice... hardcover version of that to replace the one that I had as a kid that got burned up.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? I got like a giraffe, head bust. Yeah, well, it's sort of like a hanging giraffe head, and it's really weird looking, carved out of wood. They had a neat wood carving of a hawk that somebody handmade, but it was missing a leg. I would have bought it for it was $20. I would have bought it for $10 if it had the leg on it.
Yeah, I was kind of in the same boat. I'm not sure. I'm sure you did spy, but in the Fisher Price stuff that they had there,
they had some good ones, but it was they were a little beat up. Like
they're a little beat up and they're a little pricey. Like I was looking,
yeah, at half price.
Right, the Sesame Street one. That was the one I was really.
That was $75.
$75, but it wasn't. It wasn't the one from 20 years ago. It was the one from 40 years ago. So it was the one from the 80s, I think.
Yeah, and it was only part of it. It was that they sort of interconnected in, and it was the Mr. Hooper's store.
Mr. Looper.
That's right.
Oop.
But, once again, annoying people in there. Everybody wanted to stop and talk in the doorway of a room, blocking you into a room and such. So you had to say, excuse me, 3 or 4 times before they go, oh, sorry. You know, there was a lady with a kid, and the kid just wanted to walk up to everything and read what it was and see if his mom wanted to buy it. And they were underfoot when we went in that first room with all the books and stuff. And, like, records were half price, but they started at $5. So then they
and all the prices. All the records were head scratches.
They were a little beat up, yeah. They were obviously played by, used well by kids.
Strawberry Shortcakes, Smurfs, Muppets, you name it. It was some potentially good stuff, but at $2.50 a piece and not near mint.
And not in great condition. Yeah,
it's like
a lot
of work for...
If we would have gotten to it yesterday or Thursday, if it was going on then, maybe it would have been, but it wouldn't have been half price either. And it would.
No.
But lots of nice antique stuff there that was fairly decent. I mean, it was a beautiful house. It was obviously Richie's. It had the maid's staircase in down to the kitchen, so that the maid could get in the kitchen without anybody having to look at her ugly ass.
I thought I did pretty good in regards to, I did get that one Sesame Street record with the all-star cast with the and all the singers with Ray Charles and all that on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that one was actually in good shape.
I used to have that one. Mm-hmm. And some of the songs on it are bangers, although they didn't put the ultimate, like, rock and roll on Sesame Street was Stevie Wonder playing Superstitious.
I remember.
And they actually played it live. They didn't lip sync it. They played it live, and it was better than the album version. It was a banging version of Superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
An odd choice. So I heard at James Brown's place now is a Mexican place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you were with me. That was Barb was telling us, I think.
Yeah, well, I was one who told you guys that we were going to go there last week because of the rain, but they were closed. So instead we went to another Mexican place.
Yeah.
Which I thought was good.
It was good.
It definitely burnt all night. I was burning, man. That was pretty spicy stuff.
Once I get it past my mouth, I got an iron.
I usually am pretty good, but that one got me pretty good to the point where I decided to have a milkshake that night.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to me, I didn't smell the milk. It was supposed to expire on that day. So I usually got 2, 3, 4 days.
Yeah, usually you're pretty good. No?
No.
Oh. So did you get one sip in and we're like...
No, I drank it. I went to bed and I woke up in the middle of the night.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, it's like, I gotta take a dump.
Bad milkshake and spicy burrito. Yeah. Bomb.
Yeah.
Well, I also did get a thank you.
Did you still need to use my bathroom?
Just kidding. I am going to have to use the bathroom pretty soon. I've been drinking my caffeinated go juice, so that's going to run through me like shit through a squirrel. Anyway. Anyway, on we go.
First name, mister. Middle name, first name, mister.
Yeah, we know. We know.
Quit your jibber jabber. Quit your jibber jabber. I pity the fool.
Yes, yes.
Don't give me no back talk, sucker. Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
Hey, fuck. Go fuck yourself.
Zing.
Zing. Ping pong balls, ladies and gentlemen.
Not King Kong balls.
I remember that junk from when I was a kid. Anyway, things are looking better. We're getting away from the Richie areas and more into working. Another half price place. Nothing good in it, but. Well, I got a shelf. I got another hanging shelf.
Yes, you did.
Wall that goes with my woodwork in the basement. So that will be very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And buy me some space. Like I was telling Johnny here, I'm running out of DVD space already after this summer.
Yeah, shelf space is always a premium.
Yes. And I have limited space in my house, but I do have plenty of wall space. So...
We're hitting a humper.
Yeah.
Like
Clifferdale.
Clifferdale.
All right. Well, let's hope this is worth it.
Let's see if it actually is happening.
If these clouds would just blow over, which they're supposed to, I think, well, it's like 11 now.
Whoa!
There it is.
All right.
Be a lot cooler if you did have a garage sale.
Yeah!
All right, well, we hit a garage sale. We hit a few weeks back, a hoarder sale. They cleared the place out a little bit, and it wasn't until we got upstairs in the bedroom and saw the liquor bottles on the floor that we knew it was the same place. We've been here before. I was trying to wheedle them a box full of CB radios for $20, and they wouldn't do it.
No.
The guy started looking them up on eBay, and I'm going...
I heard him talking about it.
And I go, is that what they're selling them on eBay, or is that what they're selling for, or is that what they're offering for them? Because I'm not paying you $70 for that thing.
Right.
You know? And so I gave up on that and just got a bunch of paranormal books and stuff that I missed last time. One of the paranormal books I got was The Condon Report of UFOs, 1,200-page paperback. It goes for $35 on eBay in trashed condition. I didn't see any that weren't trashed, and mine was in
wow.
Pretty decent shape.
Huh. I minus, saw one of your books had a nice little chunk out bitten out of it.
Yeah, there was a little bit of biting out of it, but hey, you know, it's better than those Mad books.
Yeah,
those
man.
Mad books were worth it because of the Scooby-Doo and the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and the bottom of them that I didn't even sure. know were coming in there.
Uh-huh. Oh, here's you know? A shelf for garage sale.
And I'll be able to trade that Scooby-Doo to you for something.
Or trade it for that hate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so don't forget when we get home. We're going to forget when we get home.
Huh?
But I'll run down and grab it for you when we get home. All right. That box of Mads from the last episode is gonna serve me well with some pee bag.
Yeah, gotta love that.
Is this a garage sale?
It
ahead?
Is. There was a sign for it and everything.
All right, hey.
Oh, look at a happy dog.
That dog is having. She's just like, come on. He's like, no.
We just went to that one. That's the Laurelton one. It's at Shelford. We're on Shelford. Right?
I don't know. I don't know anymore.
We are.
I don't know where we are anymore. I do know where we are.
I do love this quarter. It's like this little...
That's an old-fashioned gas station where they pump your gas and they come out in a little uniform and they know all the neighbors know the guy's name. Oh, okay. Estate sale. Falstaff. That's this street.
Falstaff.
All right, so it looks like it's going to be a big estate sale set day, which is kind of predictable for the time of year it is and the weather, so.
Yeah, you know, people finally get around to taking care of all the carcasses shit after partying all summer. Once again, today, everything must go.
Excellent.
Go.
That's what I like to see. Vintage clothing, historical items.
Ooh, all right. Crystal.
Maybe we'll get ourselves a little piece of history here.
Yeah, man. I'm a little pimp with my hair gas back.
We gotta wait. I'm a little pimp with my hair gas back. See how incredibly accurate I am with my vocals? Okay.
And prophetic.
I've never heard that song before. I just spit that term out. Okay. Garage sale to go to, I have to, as they say...
It's the estate sale glove.
Don't make me mad. Quit your jibber jabber.
All right, we just hit a little garage sale in a little 50s house, similar to ours. It had the basement tiki bar and the great pink floor. With, like, inserts of, like, a top hat with gloves and a walking cane and then drinks for where the bar was. And I just bought a whole box full of old 50s restaurant menus of fancy tiki bar, you know, seafood places in Florida and stuff. Some of them are, I think there's a couple from old Rochester places. And then a couple little saucy, funny wall hangings, you know, 50, what was one, the cow is dead, so we don't need your bull. And,
bull hockey.
Bull pucky. That's what they used to say in the, that's what they used to use in, the Bad News Bears TV show, because the kids couldn't say bullshit.
Yeah!
But, yeah, I got stuff that I can either sell or use to decorate my 50s basement. So I'm very happy. I'm going to be happy just reading through those menus and looking at, like, all the seafood dishes for $1.95, you know, at the fancy places. And with all the pictures of the smiling fat little chef boys winking at you, telling you, A1 quality, wink. Are we still going to Donuts Delight or...
It's up to you.
Spoiler, Johnny peed in the last house. In the bathroom.
I did.
In the bathroom.
But I didn't flush.
Not the last house, but the hoarder house that we were at before.
Yeah. you know what?
It's not like they're going to smell it.
I was going to say.
You could have pissed on the bed and they wouldn't have known.
Pretty much.
Ever. All right, speaking of pissing, I am going to a donut into the donut place and piss in their bathroom like a civilized man.
Unlike what you did to Wendy's.
unlike that. Oh, yeah. We do not speak about what happened in Wendy's last week, 2 weeks ago. Okay, we'll be back.
All right, another garage sale. And there was a demon there trying to break our buzz, but we defeated it. I bought a whole set of these little hardcover Star Wars kiddie books, but they have a little reader with them that you push the button on and it will read the whole book to you. And I got a big set of them for $2. But then as we were going out, we noticed they had all these stuffed toys. And they had this really just angry-looking Thor. Grumpy-looking Thor.
We call him the Mighty Sore.
The Mighty Sore. His balls are aching. His balls are aching. Dropped his hammer on his balls. And then there was a little tiny Happy Thor. So I'm like, wait, Jackie, here's a picture. I'll put Happy Thor in Grumpy Thor's arms.
Meanwhile,
we'll
I'm
take
already
a picture. He's getting the camera ready. We're setting up the shot. And like... just like an agent of chaos, this little fucking demon girl with her who had the lemonade stand just walks over and starts playing with the Thor, like, hands on, and it's just like, son of a bitch.
And you even... She's like 8 years old.
Not even 8 years old. She was like 6 or 7,
yeah,
something
six,
like that.
Right.
She was tiny. But, like, just like the set, like, probably his finger was twitching above the button.
It was.
Getting ready to push it, and then she's just like, boom, in there, and just like... ruins the shot.
Probably about 15 seconds.
You little demon, you know exactly what's going on.
Yep.
You little Satan spawn.
Well, it was kind of fun, though, because we did get another good shot just because we knew where the garage sale was, where they had all the men's shirts and ladies' blouses hanging off the basketball rim.
Yep.
Off in the street.
And all these pictures will be available on our Facebook page and in the Discord.
I haven't been putting them on Facebook, only Discord.
Oh, okay. Exclusively in Discord. That's okay. We want to shuttle people into Discord.
We want to shuttle people to
and
Discord.
Just to, not to tangent at all, but honestly, if you're on Facebook now, you might want to try to find some Discord groups to go where you can go and you're not talking to bots all day and maybe having your information stolen. Because I think that's the future. I think Facebook is almost on the way out. As a matter of fact, I've been trying to post podcasts on Facebook, and they've been taking my posts down and accusing me of trying to steal people's personal information and stuff. And 2 days later, it came back up. So at least when I contested it, they were like... either their AI or the human who looked at it goes, okay, this is wholesome.
Well, ironically enough, here we are again, right at the corner where we were a couple weeks ago with our mutual weird friend, Terry Lindsay.
Oh, yes. Yes. And yes, who I referred to as, we just bought some stuff from our weird friend without saying his name. But, you know, I call him weird, but weird recognizes weird, and come on.
You guys understand that screen crack.
Literally, the first time my first week at college, he was playing Eugene Chadbourne music on the radio and then set off that whole avalanche for me. So if that's not weird, I don't know what weird is. And I remember the poster for it. I don't know if it had a misspelling or purposeful, but it was the Eugene Chadbourne Filet, now playing Staring Terry. Florentin.
That's over there.
Florentin.
Well.
We used to have that poster used to hang up in all our apartments in college. Now playing Staring Terry. And then we tore a bunch of them down and we colored them all in and gave them back to Eugene.
I remember.
For a concert.
Well, anyways, what I was going to say is that Weirdo is kind of like podcast street kid, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's no other garage sale I'd rather go to than the garage sale of a weirdo.
And I, honestly, I was pretty psyched for what I got. I only got the two things, but that I could not believe that Peter Mack's book was still there.
Oh, yeah, and you got the Gahan Wilson.
And the Gahan Wilson, too. Like, two freaking... The two things I really wanted, like, 3 days in, were still sitting there. So, and they do go for good money, but...
Oh, look, this place has an injured pirate watching it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, at least...
Redbeard.
At least he's got appropriate footwear.
Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa!
Hey, all right. Oh, good. A buddy.
Two dogs.
Oh, two buddies to see. Okay, we got to go see the dogs. Bye.
That's a humper.
That is a humper. But we got to see the doggies, and they were spazzes. But I know J.K. Rowling is the Antichrist now. But I did buy... But this will probably make some little kid happy. I got a box set of hardcover, like the Quidditch Through the Ages, Fantastic Beasts, and like the History of Hogwarts or whatever, the three ancillary Harry Potter books in a beautiful condition, in hardcover and in a box.
Slipcase.
Yeah, in a slipcase, and it's just in pristine condition.
It looked brand new without the shrink wrap.
Yes, yes. And so... They were $4. Jackie and I were I was saying, I might be able to get $20 for it. And he was like, yeah, probably it's going to be more like $12. And he's probably right, but you got to hope. I like to get...
I could see a garage sale over there, but I can't quite make out what the sign says.
Oh, that one?
No, that one. You can't see it on the...
Oh, I'm blocked by the shrubberies.
And the car.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's always some car blocking my view.
The Grand Highlander.
Yeah.
It can't just be a fucking Highlander. It's got to be a Grand Highlander.
Yeah, well, it's not authentic unless they've got like two or three broadswords in the back of their claymores. They got their claymores in the back. Or to go cut off the other immortal Highlanders' heads.
You know, I was thinking the same exact thing. What is this? Claymores.
The Claymore. All right. On to more garage sales. And we're on a little upward arc here today. It seems to get...
Paxton.
A little better.
Paxton!
I was kind of grumpy this morning when I woke up.
You're freaking out of your mind. You're
And I got a good night's sleep last night too. I don't know. I'm not sick, but I've just been logy and grumpy lately. I've been planning.
How could you be like that with Paul? Listen to Paul.
Oh my God. Okay, side thing. I found this video on. It's a video of a bootleg. On YouTube.
Bootleg?
And it's John Lennon, George Harrison, Ringo, and a bunch of party goers at Neil Aspinall's house singing and playing on guitar. They do the whole Ram album by Paul McCartney. And John keeps saying, this song's about me. He wrote this one about me. I bet. I know it. It's about me. And I cannot for the life of me, like... I've heard a lot of Beatles bootlegs and, like, them sitting around playing acoustic guitars. It sounds like George Harrison playing an acoustic guitar. But it's crystal clear. Like, it's like a first generation off a master tape. And John Lennon almost sounds like somebody doing a parody impression of John Lennon. But he's probably coked up or something. I cannot for like I'm like this isn't real. This is like a parody or something. And then as I listen to it, I'm like, and that's definitely Yoko's voice. And it's like them just hanging around having a party, singing all the songs on Ram.
You heard one Yoko voice, you've heard them all.
They sing all of and George is just playing Uncle Albert. They learned the whole Ram album. And we're playing it, and John's going, that's a very good song, that one. It's bizarre.
Wow, it's a huge yard sale.
Okay, we'll see. Oh, we get to go to another house. This is a neat little... This house looks like it should be
like in New England, like by the ocean, doesn't it? Like with a widow living in it. The widow of the sea captain lives there.
Yeah, just remember that when they find this in 2 months, like after being locked in the basement. Thanks, pal.
There's a funny smell coming from the widow's house. All right, we'll be back, or maybe not. So, Johnny Bueno, I got for 25 cents unopened Young Indiana Jones Chronicles
trading cards.
But Johnny, for $25,
see?
Got the complete Dark Shadows. And I don't know if anybody knows anything about the show Dark Shadows. It was a soap opera starring Jonathan Frid as the vampire Barnabas Collins.
Barnabas
Collins. And you can find, like, you know, a DVD with a few episodes, you know, the few of the most key episodes on it. He just got the whole run of Dark Shadows on DVD for $25. Which I was looking at it going like, I know it's worth more than that, but I don't want to risk $25. And here's the disadvantage of not having a phone with eBay. Johnny went and looked it up and said, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And he took it.
But you did other stuff. You've done that with other things, with just knowing on your knowledge. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but I know that was worth something, but I was just like, I don't want to put 20, 25 bucks. I just put 20 bucks into those menus. So it's like, I'm trying to hold on to a little money so I don't have to go to the bank again for a couple weeks. So I'm being stingy.
That one that Paxton is the wrong direction. We want to go to Greece.
Okay.
Greece.
It's 1 o'clock already.
I know.
Lucky we ate those donuts so we're not like dying for lunch now. We might have to do a post-gloat meal today.
Yeah. A bountiful feast.
Yeah, because...
Praising Grom.
I thought today was going to be a washout, but I was like, but we'll get to hang out and just sort of, catch up on the you know, the summer, you know, do a little wind-up of the summer. But no, we're actually garage sailing today, and it's going decently.
Decently? Did you look in the back seat?
Yes, I know. I know.
Come on, man!
And we saw some of the most... And this place also had one of the most disturbing doll displays. I have to go to see the $1.50 butt picture. That's all I'm going to say.
How about that scary guy walking around there with the...
With the, like, the special socks to keep his varicose veins in, and
yeah, the old guy
trying
with
to get the oxygen. You got her oxygen tank still.
And he had like the gray pencil mustache and like the gray slick back hair and a ponytail,
yeah.
Thin hair, and he was kind of large and loud and
yeah, retired hitman vibes.
It was just kind of, but the whole place, because it was so small.
It was this weird little place. And then they had a whole little girl's bedroom that was like where the dining room should be. With like,
yes,
one of the beds with a canopy over it. You know, a pink Holly Hobby looking bed with a canopy over it. And all the wallpaper and stuff. Like, that's where the granddaughter must have come when she stayed with grandma.
I guess so.
But it was like this open little girl's bedroom. There was no doors. It was just, you know,
mm-hmm,
there. And then the sliding glass door to the outside. It was just a very weird layout. But hey, all the entire run of Dark Shadows.
Yeah, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye, I suppose.
Yep. As a matter of fact, you might have people from Two True Freaks nosing around that when you post it up.
Yeah, and thanks to you, now they know how much I paid for it.
Yeah, well, too bad. Too bad they're going to have to compete with eBay. That's just how it goes.
Yeah!
That's just life in the big city, guys.
Yeah.
Johnny's got to wet his bill.
Do you think this palatial estate in Buenoville is going to pay for itself?
Buensylvania. All right, we'll be back.
Sometimes I try to do this, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it, and I like, take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to.
All right.
We're still on the road. It's like 2 o'clock. This we day has been flying. Yeah, but still, it's just been flying by. And luckily, we got ourselves donuts, so we haven't even had to stop to eat yet. We just went to a Star Trek fans moving sale, and I got 3 DVDs of the what is it? Star Trek Continues.
Yes.
The independently made versions of the old Star Trek, new episodes of the old Star Trek with recreated sets and stuff like that. I do not know how they can make those into DVDs and sell them. I wonder where the guy got them. It must have been.
I do not know if you could sell them on eBay.
Right. I don't think I want them to watch them. You know, they're just a. You know, I can't resist stuff like that. You know, it's just a weird little. This guy had the weirdest Star Trek stuff for sale.
He's got a sweet tooth.
I wonder what the stuff. You know, he probably kept
the
middle
stuff. Whoa! Look at that guy right there. That's what we're talking about.
All right, fat guy at the garage sale. Is a lady or whatever. So anyway,
fat guy, but, fat lady.
I also got 2 Star Trek hardcover books called Star Trek Cats. No text, just paintings of Star Trek characters as cats, and not even as like human cats, just as kitty cats.
Not alien cats.
Yeah, Johnny. But you got some. Did you get any of those? What DVDs? Did
I
you
bought
get?
Futurama seasons 5 through 8.
Awesome.
Plus, I got those 2 really nice dress shirts.
Yep.
Like Italian woven cotton, extra larges, and a flannel. Yeah, good stuff. Plus, I got a...
I like this cul-de-sac.
Yeah, it's
It doesn't
nice.
End in a house. It ends in a light, nice little wooded area.
Yeah, even a path.
Yeah.
But anyways, I also got a... Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl 40 championship baseball cap, still with the tags on it.
And with extra stickers on it that they'd stuck
well, yeah,
on there
for the labels, reason. But yeah. We could just take them off.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get here because they close at 3 and.
It's 2. So, yeah, we got an hour to walk this stretch of sidewalk to the place. Well. Bueno cleaned up on the superhero movies.
Did you not record all of that?
Yeah. That's all we've been talking about, right? That's the last one we were at.
Holy cow.
Yep.
That was like 10 minutes, man.
Time to talk about it again. Time to talk about it all over again, but it's fresh for the listeners. The listeners love that shit.
Yeah, but I think I got to pull over. I drove over a bag.
What?
There was a bag... from Taco Hell over there, and I think I drove over it and it stuck in my car.
Oh.
So.
Anyway, Johnny Bueno got what, 78
DVDs.
Superhero DVDs?
Superhero Jurassic Park. I didn't buy the Star Trek, I didn't buy the Star Wars, but most of every Marvel movie, most of the modern DC movies.
Yeah, yeah. And I got like 10 movies for myself, like 2001. I finally got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Almost 2 more to complete my Quentin Tarantino collection.
I almost got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
But I got to get Dusk Till Dawn too, and probably 4 Rooms and just a wine.
Jackie Brown.
And Jackie Brown and Hateful Eight of his. Of his real, like, full movies, Jackie Brown and Hateful Eight are the only 2 I need now. And I got a Star Trek encyclopedia, but it was one of those unofficial ones for $5. But, yeah, it was everything was in beautiful, like, brand minty new condition there, too.
But it was a bunch of old ladies sitting at a round table in the front, and...
talking out of the corner of their mouth like we couldn't hear them. I don't know. Do you want to wheel and deal with this guy? I don't know. He looks kind of shifty.
We're right here, old ladies.
Oh, shit. I think he could hear us.
So she's like, do you want a box? And I was like, I was thinking about buying all of these. I said,
Yeah, she was all weird about it. It's just like, dude, he's telling you he's going to... he's like... I'm still putting stuff in this box, but I think I'm going to buy this whole bin full of CDs. And she was just sort of like, oh, like
She didn't know what to think about that, but it's just like, you know what you think? Ching, ching, ching,
but
ching.
What we found out in the end, it wasn't so much that I was buying all those DVDs. It was the bin.
Yeah, she wanted the bin.
Because
yeah.
She wanted her bin back.
And she's just like, I can't give you the bin. I put my craft supplies in there. And it's like, yeah, lady, put them in a box. We don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't give a shit.
But that's what they were doing. They were talking back. And
what am I going to do?
And you're like, I go, how much money? He's like, I only got 30 bucks. You're like, well, see if they'll take 30. I'm like, I can't do that.
You could do that to those old ladies.
No, because then you'd be like, they totally, I mean, oh.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't have flown. But like,
and then they would have been pissed and they wouldn't have wanted to deal with me at all. Because first of all, how about 70? I'm like, oh, 70. That's. I was like, what did I tell her? I said,
I was thinking around 50, because that's what you were talking about when you were alone.
I said, I need a little room to work here, is what I said.
Yeah, yeah. And then they met you halfway at 60. So.
Right, so 60 for 80.
Almost 80, yeah.
That's 75 cents a piece. But you can buy them for $5 a piece if you come to the upcoming Christmas sale.
Yep, which none of you bastards will do.
Sons of bitches. Except for you, Dario, because we know you won't.
Dario ain't going to fly out here for that.
You never know.
Yeah. Dario, you know, fuck your family for Christmas. Come to our Christmas show.
Well, it's the first week of December.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like early December. It's like it's the first Sunday in December.
Oh.
And I've got the same spot, but I got two tables this time.
And this is in the Village Gate, right?
Same spot at the Village Gate. And it's going to be twice as crowded. So this should be... Bueno. Welcome to Buena Vista.
Pennsylvania, I'm telling you.
No, dude. Blah, blah, blah. Pennsylvania. Get that. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, well, we're calling it a day. Johnny Bueno blew through all his money.
It's all gone!
It's 3:08. It's about over for finding new stuff.
Cop flashers everywhere.
We're going to go get some food and call it a day. Quit while we're ahead on this day that should have been...
Never happened.
A vile abortion of a garage sale day.
Never should have happened.
Never should have happened. That all week it's supposed to have rained. And it turned out to be a perfectly wonderful day of garage sailing again.
God
again.
Damn it.
Who knows if we'll get any more in... You know,
I'm out next week.
You're out next week. Johnny Bueno will be in Cleveland ELOing it up. Seeing ELO for the first time.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing. I've seen ELO twice. You're in for a treat.
Did you see them with the full orchestra?
Yeah. That's all they tour with now.
Okay.
That orchestra put themselves together for one concert. And basically, like, they were, like, trying out for a job, and they got the job.
Nice.
Yeah. You're actually, like, I mean, early ELO shows, I would consider real ELO shows. But the big period of ELO's fame, they were playing along to tapes.
Yeah.
Which, meh, I don't want to see that. This is your chance to see. You're going to get to see All Over the World, which is a full-blown disco song. Yes. With an orchestra, and it's quite a thing to see.
The first night set list.
It's a good their set list. They basically have like one set with, you know, a couple songs that, you know, sometimes you'll catch, you know, one song. Sometimes, like every once in a while, they do Handle With Care by the Traveling Wilburys, which is fun to see. That's not a song you're going to see in concert with an actual Wilbury singing.
Yeah.
So, and
unfortunately for my daughter, though, probably won't get it. Her favorite's Horace Wimp.
I think they play Horace. I think they is in their repertoire,
but it's a song you hear in England because it was a big hit in England.
Yeah, so it's a big hit, right.
Not a hit here.
Correct.
But since it's their last tour, maybe you'll see Horace Wimp.
You never know.
Maybe not, though. Yeah, that's a strange favorite song, but then again, a lot of people have strange
favorite
songs.
Wow, the fact
songs.
That she's...
Mike Cross's favorite...
The fact that she's a high school graduate and ELO's her favorite band, she's a weird kid.
That Mike Cross's favorite is Wild West Hero.
Yeah.
Off the, not off the same album as Horace Wimp, actually. Now that I think
it's funny because All Horace Over the Wimp World is like one of my favorites. Yeah, obviously Fire
you'll
on.
See you'll see All Over the World. Yeah, you fire, might see Fire on High. Yeah. Fire on High gets played. When we went to the first show, Mike's like, "What song do you want to hear?" And I'm like, I want to hear Rockaria.
I want to hear
the opening song to Out of the Blue. And the first song they played was the opening song to Out of the Blue. I was a very, very, or not Out of the Blue, a New World's Record. Tightrope.
Tightrope, yes.
I wanted to hear Tightrope really badly. And it was the first song they played. And Mike's just sitting there going, "There you go." And I'm like, "This is fucking great." So, yeah, ELO is basically a jukebox of hits. And then when you go to their concert, you realize, like, exactly how many fucking hits they have. And, which is unfortunate, though, because there's a lot of the more obscure ones that I would love to see. But, you know, you got to get a whole orchestra rehearsed up for them. So I understand why it's... But I remember Mike going, like, "Hey, you want to go see, you know, ELO down in Pennsylvania?" And I was just like... "Nope, I've seen all the songs they do. I'm good." You know, it's the same show all together. But, you know, the chance to see Jeff Lynne live, like, that was like bucket list that I got Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne, you know, on my bucket list.
Yeah, I haven't seen him before, so should be fun. Getting a little steamy all of a sudden.
Yeah. It's actually a nice sunny day, although it's supposed to rain again later on, like around 4. Actually.
How do you feel about going to Papito's Burritos?
Okay, that sounds right up my alley.
That's the old James Brown place.
So maybe we'll get a miracle gloat in for this year, but I don't think we're going to hit episode 100 this year. That's
never
okay.
Say never.
But never say never. But
there's an upcoming one in October that I want us to do.
A garage sale?
It's that. So were you
or
not,
a flea market or something?
So the flea market, once a month, the first Sunday of every month, has a garage sale day.
Ah.
And I think that would be our best opportunity far as...
That would be a nice show to go out on. Because we could sum up the year on the long drive. Well, it's like an hour drive down there, right?
Right.
And we could sum up the year on the drive, and then do our garage sale all in one thing. Maybe we'll even carry the recorder around with us.
That's what I'm thinking. And it's a really big place as it is, but because you've got all the regulars there every week.
Yeah.
But then to have. Additionally, that
the free agents there with the wild cards.
Yes, that's what we want. That's the whole point of the show. Is the garage sale is the wild card versus the estate sale today. There's a difference between household sales and estate sales. An estate sale is when someone's dead, and it's being run by someone that typically is like a professional. As opposed to what a household sale, a lot of times it's someone who just died unexpectedly, and
Aunt Betty comes out,
and they got to figure out what to do with all this stuff. So, did you hear the one lady when she was like packing up my DVDs, complaining about her nails?
No.
Oh yeah, we'll have to put that in the how to make a garage sale coffee table book about. You know, the do's and don'ts. That'll be one of them, and maybe we'll have like a first aid section of what you can do for something like that. She was complaining about her hangnail because of her nails. Sorry for the windows. But she was complaining about her nails when she was stacking all my DVDs. I was going to say, I feel your pain, but that'd be a lie.
As long as she had her cocaine nail, she was okay.
Yeah, man. Why are you always going to go there?
Because I just want to point out that little old ladies now were like teenagers in the 60s. And they probably partied their asses off. All those old ladies were probably free love, free drugs, writhing around in the mud at Woodstock. And now they're sitting there talking out of their corners of their mouth at us.
I don't know. You think $60? $50?
What the hell?
Jesus car. Christ. This car shit its pants, man. This car, like, fucking... Look at its wheels wobbling on one side.
Holy Jesus. Don't piss him off.
Yeah, gee. What? They had a little fire in the trunk at some point. I don't know.
A little junk in the trunk.
Jesus Christ. What's going... That's totally like either smoke coming out of there or just... Okay, car. Keep your distance. We saw somebody in a Kia on the highway coming in.
Just hot. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot, flying by us. Johnny's like, I'm going to let this guy go by. And this Kia just whips by us at probably, what, like 85 miles an hour?
90 miles an hour, passing in the far right lane and cutting through traffic.
And just flying down the thruway. And Johnny's like, that's totally a stolen car. And I'm like, yes, it is. That completely. We saw some Kia boys doing their Kia boy thing.
Yeah, man. Oh, I was going to do it. Now I kind of lost the moment. I was going to do my Stevie Nicks impersonation for them.
What, you're going to put have somebody blow cocaine up your ass with a straw?
You'll see, you're a gypsy. Yo.
Don't make me mad. Shut up, fool. Shut up, fool.
Stand back. Stand back.
Why didn't we drop him off when he went to take a dump in the woods earlier?
Ah, he still sounds constipated to me.
I pity the fool. Don't give me no back talk, sucker.
All right. We're out of here for this week. Garage sale, gloat, out.
Don't make me mad.
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
Players always love you when you're playing.
Stand back. In the middle of my room. Stand back.
All right. Goodbye.
Why?
Stevie Nicks. Well, Stevie Nicks. You get your kicks. Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks.